Well, you know that Winston Churchill wrote an amazing history of the Second World War, based a lot on his memos and so forth. Very interesting history. And the fourth volume of that history he called The Hinge of Fate. And the reason he called it that was because in 1942, which he was describing, the first 6 months were almost uninterrupted disasters. But the last 6 months were almost unbroken success. It's as though there was a turnaround. And he characterized that as the hinge of fate. Well, you all know what a hinge is like. There's a picture. Here's the real thing. So we see hinges on doors or containers or anything where you want to change the direction of some part of a structure. And so I think you can see a change of direction in your life as a hinge. Maybe a hinge of fate, but I prefer to call it hinge of faith. And I want to look at the Transfiguration as a hinge of faith. Now, the story in the Gospel of Mark may seem unbelievable to our modern scientifically oriented minds, and many people would dismiss it as simply a myth. Now, a myth may describe something that hasn't really happened, but it also may describe something that's true. And so I want to look at this Transfiguration, the truth of the Transfiguration. The three main characters are Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And I think this story involved a hinge of faith for all three characters. Take Moses. Here's our connection. Take Moses. Moses, as you know, had to escape from Egypt when he was younger because he had killed a slave overseer. And so he escaped with his life, and here he was years later living the peaceful life of a shepherd, looking after his father-in-law's sheep. As he goes along, he comes across a burning bush, but it's not consumed. Really unusual. And out of the bush, he hears the voice of God telling him to leave this peaceful life and go down to Egypt, where he's still wanted for murder, no doubt, and release the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. This is surely a hinge of fate for Moses. Okay, what about Elijah? Elijah was coming to the end of his prophetic ministry, and God was calling him to pass his mantle on to his successor, Elisha. And so this was a hinge of fate for both of them, a change in direction of their lives. And what about Jesus? The Transfiguration event came at a moment of decision for Jesus. He'd been living a comparatively peaceful life in Galilee, traveling around, carrying out his ministry. And now he was making a decision to do something that was very risky and very dangerous for him. And of course, we know this because we know how the story goes on. And so this was a hinge of faith for Jesus, a turn in the direction of his life. And what an important hinge of faith. You know, if he hadn't made that decision, gone down to Jerusalem, we probably wouldn't be here today. That particular decision affected the whole world. So each of us may have a hinge of faith, a point in our lives where we have to make a decision that may take us in quite a different direction. My hinge of faith came in 1979 when I decided to leave 20 years of accountancy and go into the ministry. And that's a decision I've never regretted. But it was a hinge of faith for me, a change in direction. And I've been talking about pretty big life decisions. But you know, hinges come in all different sizes, and we may have little hinges, just something in our life that we decide we want to change. Maybe follow Jesus more closely and get involved more in our community of faith. And so that's a hinge of faith. But often hinges, when they're not used that often, get rusty. They don't move very easily. So I'm offering you an invitation to oil your hinges by exploring your spirituality in some of the many offerings we have here at the church. And who knows where that turning of the hinge may lead you. But God bless you wherever it does lead. Amen. So be it.